Oh, that jeweled statue is heavy. But worth it. Celestial map of the cosmos. Into the bag you go. Enchanted music box. Don't mind if I do. Whoa! Hey there. You're a palace guard, aren't you? I can tell by that helmet. And, the massive halberd at your back. You're as quiet as a church mouse, you know that? Oh, listen to you. Stop, in the name of the law. At ease, soldier. There's nothing illegal going on in this royal art gallery. You're cute. If I was a thief, like you say, I would have ran from you. I bet you feel silly right now. Don't worry, I'll let it go. I bet you have a pretty face under that helmet. But you should use your head. Hey, have we met somewhere? I swear I've heard your voice before. Oh, so that's how it's gonna be. You're gonna cross your arms and stand in front of the door. You don't want me to run away. I get it. I'm cute, right? If I'm not a thief, I should explain myself. Sure. I mean, it's pretty obvious. But I'm an art curator for the palace. These items are going back into storage. And by storage, I mean that giant closet in the corner. It's unlocked and ready. You can walk over and see for yourself. Oh, you're not moving from that doorway, huh? You're so devoted. Aren't you worried I'll report you for impeding my duties? Ooh, you're the quiet, grumpy type, aren't you? Fine, I'll walk over to you and... Wow, you're a lot taller than me. Kinda makes me want to climb you like a tree. I can't talk with your hand on my throat. Loosen your grip, please. You really take your job seriously. You're stronger than you look, too. Oh, things are so different now that the Empress is in charge. I guess her peaceful rule inspires loyalty from competent people, such as yourself. How much is she paying? Okay, yep. I understand. Bribes. Why would I bribe you? Please put your halberd back. There's no need to unsheath it. Wait, please. Please don't hurt me. Don't turn me in. I can still make you look like a hero. I bet you have one eyebrow raised in skepticism under that ugly helmet. But I'm for real, I promise. Look, I'm sorry I lied to you. I know that's insulting. You haven't started arresting me, so are you receptive to my offer? Oh, you're helping me up off the ground. Thank you. Look, one of the items in this gallery is a forgery. If I tell you which one, will you please let me go? I'll put back everything I took. What's stopping you from just turning me in after I tell you? Take off your helmet. I want to know who you are. Yeah, think about it. If I'm good enough to sneak this far into the palace, then no royal jail is going to hold me. If I know what you look like, I could find you again. Have my revenge. And your voice sounds familiar. Come on, show me. I have to show you the fake item first. Okay, I don't have much of a choice, do I? Though for some reason, I don't mind being at your mercy. You atop in bed, too? Or just when you have that uniform on? Sorry. You're fun to tease. You see that black silk veil hanging on the wall with the crystals on it? The veil of shadows. Supposed to make you invisible. Did you just facepalm with a helmet on? Yeah, pretty easy to steal, right? Just grab it off the wall and there you go. Walk out with it. No one will see you. There was lots of looting when the Emperor died, right? Yeah, that's a fake up there. I'll show you. Grab it. Put it around me. See? Nothing. What do you mean I look naked? Oh, you're messing with me. That's a fine time to get a sense of humor. I do not deserve it. But you have proof it's a fake. So that's better than catching some two-bit thief, right? Come on, sexy. Don't double-cross me. Let's see that pretty face. You're going to let me go, right? Ooh, taking off your helmet slowly for me. You tease. You stopped. I heard it too. Must be other guards who aren't freakishly quiet. Come on. Please, let's hide in that closet. It's big enough. You're not moving. Don't make me do this, okay? I don't want to force you. If they caught us, I could be a real jerk and say that you were my accomplice. That would make sense, right? Most people don't make it this far into the palace without help. Unless they're me, but you get the idea. I'm sorry. I don't want to do this to you. Yeah, you seem nice. Please, please, they'll be here any second. Oh, thank the gods, I could kiss your feet. You beautiful, merciful soul. Come on, it's going to be a tight fit. There's no helping it. You'll have to wrap your arms around me. And I'll put my arms around you like so. There. Don't worry, I'll speak softly. Hey, maybe they're going to have a lover's tryst. We might hear them make the beast with two backs. Oh, don't worry about me. I'm a farm girl at heart. The animals go crazy and... yeah, in the spring. You know what I'm talking about. But if you need to hold me closer, it's okay. Oh, never mind. They're not lovers, they're... oh. That voice just said they're going to let an assassin into the palace? Is that some kind of joke among the guards? This... we're listening to a plot to kill the Empress. Careful! Why are you opening the door to our hiding place? Stop. Be careful. Don't let them see you. Get back in the closet. Don't make me pull you. Oh, you're fit. That's nice. Yes. Right. Shh. They're leaving. Yeah, it's too bad they didn't give more details while they were conspiring. But that's okay. You recognize them, right? Your fellow guards? You didn't. Because they were wearing helmets! Ugh. Come on, let's untangle ourselves and get out of this closet. Is that my arm? Or... hey! Watch it! Whoa, wait. Shut up. Did you hear that? That click? It came from your side of the closet. Touch the wall behind you. No. Slowly. Drag the pads of your fingers down. Does something feel different? Press on it. Yes! A secret compartment! What did you find? Here, I'm getting out. Show me. That's the Veil of Shadows! The real one! Look down! You're invisible where it's wrapped around you. right? It's weird seeing the floor, but not your feet. Good job. People can hear you when you're speaking aloud, but otherwise you're completely soundless. I'm staring? Well, yeah, it's the greatest thieving tool in the Empire. It's gonna come in handy when you save the Empress. Oh, speaking of. Oh, those plotting guards are long gone, though. Piss. Okay, so we don't know who the conspirators are, but they're going to let an assassin into the palace. What's the next big party? There's always a fancy to-do at the palace, right? The Empress's birthday. She's throwing a royal ball. I'm asking because that's when I would let an assassin in. It's easy to blend with the crowd, and security won't be as good in the upper levels of the palace. Where the Empress's quarters are. Which is the best place to make your move, or rob her blind. Either way. Yeah, it's a mess for sure. What are you gonna do? What do you mean, we? We aren't doing anything unless you want to hook up in the closet. No? Well, I'm going to leave and... Oh! Did you just touch your helmet? Are you finally going to take it off? Oh, come on, don't tease me. Quit stalling. I think I'm falling in love, and I need to see what you look like. Oh, yeah? You've taken enough off that I can see you smirking now. I can see your mouth, your nose, your cheeks, your eyes. It's you! I was right! I do know you! You must have recognized me too, didn't you? That's why you played along and got into the closet with me. Well, yes, and I threatened to lie and say you were helping me rob the room. No, I still go by Summer. I didn't change my name to something cool like, Nightingale Darkshade. Wow. It's been ages. So this is where you went. I always wondered. Of course I noticed you left. Yeah, he stopped coming by the farm each week to get your milk. I missed hearing about your chickens each week. Let me look at you. Wow, you grew up, huh? You're still a looker. I feel nostalgic now. Yeah, I'll help you save the Empress. I felt guilty as soon as I said I was going to run away and leave it with you. So, we're officially partners. Wanna make out? Oh, and what are we going to do about the plot against her? Yeah, exactly. We can't go to the guards. I'll come up with a plan. I'm pretty good at infiltration, if you couldn't tell. Plus, we have you, that wicked halberd you wield, and an invisibility cloak. You look nervous. What? The Empress's birthday, the royal ball, is tonight. Of course it is. Well, I have a map of the palace already. Let's start looking for possible entry points. I get the feeling we're going to have to stop this assassin on our own. Is there somewhere more private we could talk? Oh, your bedroom. I thought you'd never ask. Of course, I'll follow you. But if you're scared I'll run away, you can bind my wrists and say I'm a prisoner you captured. Yeah, I'll put the things I stole back. You're all work, huh? I wasn't kidding when I said I missed you. I want to make a good impression now. So, give me a second chance, okay? You and the thief from your hometown, Summer, pore over a map of the palace together. Then spend the afternoon scouting entry points for a possible assassin and looking at escape routes to the Empress's quarters. And you do it all while carefully sidestepping her obvious flirtations. By the time the sun sets, you've found the ideal point of entry. A small rooftop window overlooking the ballroom. The two of you share a meal on the roof of the palace while you wait for the ball to begin. Bracing yourselves for the most important evening of your lives. And catching up, of course. Are you done messing with the window yet? Come eat. I snuck into the kitchens and got us some fancy sandwiches. Pretty sure they're supposed to be for the guests. I admire your dedication, even if I am a thief who works opposite a guard. But trust me, that assassin isn't going to come this early. We still have an hour at least. I promise we'll get into position when the sun sets. Break bread with me. Tell me why you left the farm. You wanted to make a difference? Oh, you're so noble. I wanted to make a difference to the size of my purse. But, why didn't you tell me you were leaving?
I sound hurt.
I am hurt, a little. I know we weren't best friends or anything, but you didn't say goodbye the last time we talked. Yeah. Missed you and those sweaters your mom knit you that you wore so proudly. That's it, huh? You didn't think I would care. No, I'm not mad. I should have said something. I just kept telling myself I would ask you to spend time with me next week. And next week. And then I missed my chance. Yeah, you're right. We're here now, saving the Empire. Speaking of, I'm gonna stand up and look around. Try not to look at my butt. Oh, look! No guards stationed with line of sight to this window. I wonder why. Yeah, we found our entry point for sure. The band's warming up. Can you hear the music? We have some time still. Do you want to dance? I'm too nervous to eat. I'll save my sandwich for later. You will dance with me. Yay. Come here. You don't know how. That's okay. Just follow my lead. There you go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hey, you're pretty light on your feet. What am I thinking? I wish we could have done this once, you know? Like at the Harvest Festival. No, you never went to them. I looked for you. Oh, you were too busy training. I don't think that's it. You're not the social type, are you? It's okay. We're dancing on the roof of the palace, surrounded by the stars and beautiful music. You don't need to be charming. You just have to be yourself. That's all I want. Huh? The assassin. Oh, was I flirting too much again? Oh, the sun is setting. You're right. Can I have a kiss for luck? Please? Just a little one? Come on, one of us might die. Thank you. That was nice. I'll go wait by the window. You wait at the edge of the roof. Make sure there's something you can put your back against, so no one can sneak up on you. Yeah, you should take the invisibility veil as well. I'm sneaky enough. You wait in the shadows of the rooftop of the palace, clutching your halberd, ready to strike. The moon drifts across the sky, and you listen to the music of the ball and the revelry of the dancers, who carry on below you in blissful ignorance. As the hours tick on, you think about the village you grew up in. The conversations with Summer when you went to visit her family's dairy farm. You think about her kiss and what it's been like to have someone at your side, supporting you. And if you've been a fool to trust her. Then you see him. A man in dark clothing scales the palace, pulling himself onto your rooftop. Moonlight shines on the wicked daggers at his hips, and you know the time to strike is now. You rush the assassin, catching him by surprise and following through with your halberd. He parries, but he's off balance. You bring the blade down. But the assassin is quicker, tucking into a roll and sprinting across the rooftop. The window is open before you catch up, and you see the shadow of Summer as she follows, intent on intercepting him. Your blood runs cold, but you're sprinting after her before you have time to think. You pull the cloak over you while you give chase, remembering the routes you and Summer discussed. You pray for her safety. Hey there, Mr. Assassin. Finally caught up to you. Relax. I'm not trying to cramp your style. I came here to steal a few baubles. But look at you. On your way to the Empress's rooms. Going after the big reward, I see. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on, let's talk. What are they paying you? No witnesses. I'm not a witness to anything. We can talk, can't we? Infiltrator to infiltrator. I'm Nightingale Darkshade, by the way. It's a pleasure. You know, I have a veil of shadows I've been meaning to get my fence to sell, and you seem like you have a discerning eye. Fuck, you're fast. We don't have to fight, I'm clearly outmatched. I'm prone on the ground now, so. Damn, you were not playing around that time. Let me pick myself up here. Yeah, if he's not dead, he will be soon. Thanks. Yeah, that was scary, but I knew you'd be right behind us. I just wouldn't be able to see you when you arrived. Talk about blind faith. Speaking of, where are you? Take off the cloak. You sound like you're short of breath when you speak. Are you injured? No. You just feel tired. Well, that's to be expected. Come on. You sound suspicious. I didn't eat my sandwich. No, I didn't. I can find you, you know. Eventually, you'll hit the floor when you fall unconscious. Don't worry. The poison I gave you isn't deadly. Come on. I don't want you to get a concussion when you fall. It's easier if you just come out. Are you over here? Maybe over here? Ooh. That was a sloppy swing. I don't think you wanted to hit me. Hey, come on. I'll help you onto the ground. It's okay. I'm just going to take the Veil of Shadows. Thank you. Relax. Relax. They're going to find you with the corpse of an assassin. You'll be a big hero. No, I wasn't working with him. I wanted to work with you. But I can't pass up this opportunity. There's no need to glare at me like that. The Empress's rooms are so close. There's a mountain of treasure waiting for me. And I'll be able to slip out undetected, thanks to you. For what it's worth, I really did like you. I really did miss you. I still do. And I'm glad the Empress will see just how valuable you are now. You deserve this. Just one more kiss. I'm sorry. I'll write you, okay? Don't forget about me. One year later. You find Summer again, in the heart of a dungeon. Whoa! I didn't think I'd see you here. Have you been hunting me down? You really didn't forget about me. You can just say you missed me, you know. I need to face justice. No. But I'm happy you're thinking of me. You're still so serious. I learned my lesson. I'm not getting close enough for you to choke me, even if that does sound kind of nice. Your armor is so fancy now, and I see the emblem of the crown on it. What are you? A royal bounty hunter? How much do they want for me? You'll tell me when you beat me. We're all talk. Come get me then. I missed you.